USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown," end quote. A veteran trooper with the Washington State Patrol died in an avalanche on Monday. Steve Houle, a 28-year veteran of the force, was snowmobiling with another man when the avalanche struck in the French Cabin Creek area 40 miles east of Seattle. Deadly avalanches have been common this season in the United States. Just this week, 15 people across the country were killed by natural disasters, the most in a seven-day span since 1910. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense team both plan to rely heavily on video during the former president's trial starting today. With Valentine's Day coming up this Sunday, chances are your sweetie will be spending less this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Center for Disease Control has announced about 10% of the U.S. population has been given a COVID-19 vaccine. Getting us up to date on the COVID fight, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That's about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can soon begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back sometime in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have uniform wearing of masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Trump administration last November announced the federal government would partner with several pharmacies, including Albertsons, Rite Aid, Kroger, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, and Publix, to administer COVID-19 vaccines. NASCAR is featuring a rare road course race tonight. The Busch Clash at Daytona will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.